From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ben Singson. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri is proposing legislation to crack down on bad landlords. Dan Margulies reports from Kansas City.
Hawley's bill would require the Department of Housing and Urban Development to create a comprehensive database of landlords who fail to uphold basic living standards. The proposal comes as a class action lawsuit moves forward against Israel-based TEH Realty, which has been accused of neglecting living conditions at its apartments in Kansas City and St. Louis. A judge is allowing all the residents of the 168-unit Ruskin Place apartments in South Kansas City to sue TEH for not addressing mold, inadequate heat, rodents, and other problems at the complex. Another judge has appointed a receiver to run the company's Crestwood Apartments in Kansas City, Kansas, after similar problems cropped up there. I'm Dan Margulies.
The city of Columbia is in the early stages of a possible growth impact study. Growth impact studies look at the economics of a city and determine what should be done to help keep city growth sustainable. Fourth Ward Councilman Ian Thomas says this can be a controversial issue as it will make the cost of new developments grow. Thomas says he thinks it is necessary to make sure Columbia is growing at a sustainable rate and believes impact fees would help pay for new developments to connect to the city's infrastructure. CEO of the Columbia Board of Realtors, Brian Tuohy, says he thinks the city already has the information they need from previous studies.
And that's not something that ever gets brought up when people look at who's paying for the cost of development.
The Columbia City Council will see a draft of the request for proposals for the growth impact study at its meeting tonight. Medical marijuana sales in Missouri won't likely begin until the second half of 2020, but the state health department has already approved more than 35,000 patients who want to use the drug, far exceeding projections. Missouri's medical marijuana director, Lyndall Fraker, said on Monday psychological disorders are the number one reason for patient requests, followed by chronic medical conditions. The number of awarded applicants far exceed projections by researchers with the University of Missouri's Economic and Policy Analysis Research Center for this early in the process. Missouri voters approved medical marijuana in November of 2018. University of Missouri summer study abroad programs for China, South Korea, and now Italy have been canceled due to the CDC and state responses to the coronavirus. KBIA's Olivia Moses has this.
In addition to the summer programs, the university is not sponsoring travel where the CDC has given the country a level 3 travel warning, which advises against non-essential travel. As of now, those countries include China, South Korea, Italy, and Iran. Currently, there are 23 MU students in Italy, and Christian Basie, the director of the MU News Bureau, says the university has been in contact with all of them.
We will work with each individual student and address their particular situation. We will talk with the student themselves, parents, as well as any public health authorities that might be appropriate when we make a final decision.
Basie says the university will continue monitoring CDC coronavirus advisories. Olivia Moses, KBIA News, Columbia.
Democrats in the Missouri House want to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity, but their proposals have yet to be assigned to a committee for a hearing. State law already bans discrimination based on race, color, religion, national origin, ancestry, sex, and disability. Proposals to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity have failed in the Missouri legislature in the past. State Representative Greg Razor sponsored the Missouri Non-Discrimination Act. He says he's frustrated with the lack of progress. Opponents say they don't favor discrimination, but they believe businesses should be able to create their own policies. I'm Ben Singson, KBIA News, Columbia.